Hi, this is John Thomas. I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Way You Choose. And to all my listeners, thank you for your emails. The reason I hadn't been podcast recently is that we had a technical glitch with the internet, but that's now solved. So I'm back on the air, and you will continue to hear from me. And I ask you to listen because when you're finished, at the end of the day, understanding and implementing what I tell you, believe me, you will be able to weigh anything you want. Remember, this is all free. I don't want any of your money. So today we're going to talk about why you have not been able to permanently lose weight. Until now, of course. Well, the real problem is, why did you gain the weight to begin with? After all, you put yourself in this position, you're unhappy, you weigh more than you want to, 20, 30, 50, 100 pounds, whatever it is, you can't hardly stand it. Sometime you want to scream. Your clothes don't fit the way you want to. People sometimes laugh at you and make fun of you. You just can hardly deal with it anymore. So why'd you do it? Why have you done this? Now you've tried cutting calories, you've tried diets, you've gone to the gym, you've done everything. But even if you lost 20 or 30 pounds for a while, you've gained it back. Why'd you do that? But the fundamental first question is, why did you make yourself fat? Remember, this did not happen by accident. Food did not jump into your mouth. You did it. In order to make this all go away, which you can do, you have to understand what caused it. First of all, it was not fast food restaurants. It wasn't even food. Remember, food just lays there. If you don't put it in your mouth, there's no food to worry about. Now, why'd you do this? I mean, really, it's important you understand this because we're going to make it all go away, or we're going to reverse everything. And you won't have to worry about weight ever again in your life. It will be permanent. It will be so simple that it's hard to believe. Keep in mind, everybody else, everybody you talk to is telling you to lose weight. Sure, I talk about weighing less. It's not really losing weight. You're going to become a person who weighs a different weight, a lot less. Let's say you used to weigh 120 or 130 or 140, whatever it is. You were comfortable being that person, 130, whatever it is, whatever the weight was, you were comfortable. And then things happen. Maybe you got divorced. Maybe it was ugly. Maybe it was just the kids, the daily process of living. Maybe your boss was difficult at work. Maybe it was your friends. Maybe it was attention. Maybe it was marriage, not marriage. A companion, not a companion. Whatever it was, their emotional overtones to what you did. Remember, and please don't ever forget this, you're the person who put the food in your mouth. Nobody force-fed you. People call it eating. That's true. Eating is a glamorous term. I call it putting food in your mouth. Whatever it was, whatever the emotional issue was, it was more important to you to put the food in your mouth, knowing very well you're going to gain weight, than it was to remain thin. If you were always heavy, since you were a kid, fine. Then you kept putting enough food in your mouth to maintain the fact that you were fat. This is something you did. It's really fundamental. Please don't blame it on anybody else, because fundamentally it's a waste of time. So now you are stuck, or you think you're stuck, weighing a lot too much, a lot more than you want to. So what are you going to do about it? Well, I will tell you right now, dieting is not going to work ever, because you're worrying about the symptom. Your weight is the symptom. It is a result of your need to keep putting all that food in your mouth. That's it. That's the problem. And what happened is, believe it or not, you become emotionally comfortable weighing what you do. People say, oh, John, that's just crazy. Emotionally comfortable. Are you crazy? I can't stand it. I hate it. I don't want to be fat. I can't live with it anymore. People make fun of me. My clothes don't fit. My social life has become a disaster. Whatever it is. Whatever the problem is, remember, you are putting just enough food in your mouth to remain fat, to remain at the weight you are. You can't stand it, but you know the funny thing is, you know exactly what to do. You just can't do it. You become emotionally comfortable being fat. Yes, I know, you think it's ridiculous. It's not. It's the fact of the matter. Look, you've lost 20 or 30 or 40 pounds at times. You know people who have. What happens? They gain the weight back. Believe it or not, they feel nervous weighing less. Oh, they like it. But they will never keep themselves there. I bet you can't name three or four people or anybody who has permanently lost weight so they don't have to worry about weight anymore. That's what we're going to do. We're going to eliminate the need that you feel to keep putting all the food in your mouth. People say, John, that's too vague. You know, you have to give me an example. Tell me something I can do. You know, give me a specific. Fine. Here's one. It's summertime. You're invited to a neighbor's buffet. You're fat, or you think you're fat. You're 30, 40, 50 pounds too much. You're going to the buffet. It's terrific. They have potato salad. They have desserts. They have meat. They have hamburgers. They have hot dogs. Everything you want, and lots of it. You can just see all that food. And you can hardly wait to dig in. So ask yourself, you're fat, you're unhappy, why are you going to do that? Why are you going to put all that food in your mouth? What would happen if you didn't? Now keep in mind, I'm not trying to persuade you to eat less. It's not going to work. The only time you will permanently be able to weigh whatever you want is when you eliminate the need to put food in your mouth. Look, the only reason to put food in your mouth or in your system is for nourishment. There isn't anything else. Sure, it tastes good, it's fun, it's enjoyable. I agree with all that. But you can do that without making yourself fat. You put a lot more food in your mouth than your system needs. You don't really want all that junk in your system because that'll make you fat and keep you fat. You want it in your mouth. So you're at the buffet and you're looking at all the food and you can't wait to overeat. So why are you doing it? No, you don't have to report to me. You don't have to tell me. You have to tell yourself. The most difficult part of what I'm telling you is just tell yourself the truth. Why are you doing it? And you will see, as we go through these various processes, you're doing it for emotional reasons. Certainly not logical. If they were logical, you wouldn't be fat. Look, let's do another one. You're invited to a friend's birthday party. It's terrific. They have three kinds of cake. There's pies. There's ice cream. Everybody's in a good mood. You may have had a drink. You can. The hostess wants to give you three or four pieces of different cakes. Oh, you have to take it. I made it myself. It's just delicious. It's my favorite. Put it on your plate and eat it. Really, why are you doing it? No, these are important things. These are important questions. You're the only one who can make this go away. I can't make it go away. I can tell you exactly what to do. But all the circumstances you're in, be specific. You're at a buffet. You're at a birthday party. You're at dinner. And all the food's out there, but you know it's just going to be in your mouth for a little while. A minute. 30 seconds, you have to put more food then after you chew it and swallow it. That's it. That's the problem. That's your whole problem. And now you will not let yourself weigh less. You get nervous. You can tell me all you want that you think I'm crazy, but that's the fact of the matter. It's simply true. Feel it. You have to feel it yourself. You can't just take my word for it. When you're out at the buffet, you're out at dinner, you're out at a friend's party, ask yourself, why are you doing it? And then say, what would happen if I didn't put all this food in my mouth? You learn to distinguish between food you need for nourishment and what I call eating for emotional needs. And not just emotional eating, it's eating to satisfy an emotional need. It has to do in your mouth. You get anxious, you put food in your mouth. You get nervous, you put food in your mouth. You want to make yourself feel better, put food in your mouth. We're going to sever the cord. You're going to get a divorce. Your emotional need for food. It'll be permanent. Stick with me. I'm back on the air. The podcasts are fine. Try it. Just do it. All by yourself. It doesn't cost you anything. There's no diet, no exercise. You think, John, that's preposterous. It's too easy. Yes, it is that simple. The whole thing is that simple. Stick with me. This is John Thomas. I'll be back with the podcast. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.